Blog Talk Radio.
I can talk, huh? What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your damn speaker. And I'm mad because so many of y'all in this world be tuning in to Hot Talk Radio, and it causes problems over here on the switchboard. But, hey, keep doing what you do. We ain't mad. Not for real. It's That's a Myth Thursday. And the myth that I got an issue with is that why people think that short men, why the myth is that short men can't fight? Hey, what you consider short? Can you fight? That's a myth?
Oh, you introducing me? I'm on the show?
I can't do shit because you this motherfucking... I'm rolling with the shit, and it's still acting a fool.
Well, y'all already know what to do, man. It's Hot Talk Radio. Yeah, short niggas that be fighting, short niggas be scrapping. I seen little niggas knock out motherfuckers 7-8 feet, so let's go. Y'all already know what to do. You don't know judging, man, because all they got is motherfucker fucking around poking in the eye anything.
When the last time you got to fight, Charlie? It's shit. A myth that short men got big dicks.
That probably ain't no myth.
They do or they don't?
Well, I really don't know because I don't know no short. I don't go around looking at niggas. I ain't never did no study on that.
I'm saying if you short, is your dick big or not?
I'm saying that's personal.
I want to know. Inquiry mind want to know. I mean, people call you thick dick and shit. I mean, I'm just
saying. Well, that's self-explanatory then. So you ain't got to ask me that.
I said short, not thick.
Oh.
It could be short. It could be short and thick.
You as crazy as hell.
Yeah.
The world know what really goes on.
Oh, the world know. Yeah. There you go, Dick 'em down.
The world know what really goes
down.
On with Mr.
Dick from down, dick from down, baby. I can't wait till the experts check in, because we're going to be exposing all kind of myths tonight. It's going to be real, Ellen.
Oh, yeah.
Real, Ellen.
Oh, yeah. It's a myth to say motherfuckers wear weave. They really ain't got no hair.
And that's a motherfucking myth. That's a myth. Because
that's what they say.
I wear plenty of weave. I ain't even finna wear my hair. And when I showed the last person how much hair I had, they almost paid me to start wearing weave. I was like, no. Because if I put on a wig, I don't have to worry about combing it. I can just keep rolling. I got a lot of shit I'm doing. I ain't got time to be doing hair.
I
put the acrylic off and wear my regular nails because my nails are pretty and my hands are pretty.
You probably got weave in the cut. Weave in the cut.
What do you mean by weave in the cut? That doesn't make sense.
Why? Because you ain't got no cut. What you got? Pole? Stick? You ain't got no cut? No. Okay.
Oh, you saying my pussy? You want me to bust it off and let you see?
That's okay.
I think you want to know.
That's okay. Let the world know. World, call in 889-8677. Y'all don't know what to do. If y'all want to see Lady Libra Louise spot, let's go.
You know what? You're going to respect me and all I stand for.
What's that? Hell, raising hell. That's it.
I'm going through it right now. This computer is giving me hell.
That's
for
like,
real.
Shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know score is going to be out the train tonight. Shout out to everybody that's on their way. Beat me there. Don't meet me there. Y'all already know. It's going down. It's going to be real crazy, real animal. We doing T-Dub mixtape release party. It's going to be real crazy. He's supposed to be the new
king. You talking about the
East
Side, nigga?
Yeah. Yeah, we doing his mixtape release party tonight. So it's going to be real animal. I got Poker Jones, all these people coming through. You know, Posh, everybody coming through. Got Mozzie coming through. It's going to be real crazy. I got DJ AK coming through. It's going to be real stupid. So everybody need to make their way to the scores on Wesley Chapel. Come through, party, chill with some real people. You know what I'm saying? Good music, good fun, good food. Hey, it is what it is.
Y'all had to excuse me. I be doing me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all had to excuse me. But I do want to give some shout-out to the Georgia Beast Riders, Hustler Hall Dicks.
You say Hustler Hall Dicks.
I said Hustler Hall Dicks. Holy.
Why y'all always thinking about dicks all the time? Hustler Hall Dicks.
You ain't saying that when I'm saying, when you calling me Samoa Johnson.
I was just saying, that's your name.
You ain't saying that when you give me Samoa Johnson.
Huh?
My thoughts exactly. Pastor Blunt. Anyway, I want to apologize for not being able to be in attendance on last night at Blue Diamond. Some major shit jumped off. But do know that I am at all of the events that we are hosting. But Trapper John was in the building holding it down. He was on the ones and twos, threes, fours, fives, and sixes. In the event that you are on the switchboard and you desire to say something, please press the number one. That will alert me that you desire to speak, and you will be included into the conversation. Until then, happy motherfucking listening. Now, this was not done in the beginning of the show, so we must always pay homage to the queen.
This your boy Dub Beast going down right here on the west side of Atlanta. Lady Libra, coming through your speakers.
Represent the ATL.
Coming through your speaker.
Well, put together, everybody knows. This is how the story goes.
I'm Talk Radio.
What's up, world? We back. Hello?
We in effect. Let's go. Let's get it.
Big baby. What you laughing for?
Are we up food out?
Oh, what y'all on over there?
Quavo.
Oh, hell.
Y'all better leave tequila low.
This ain't no party without that Quavo in the building.
We're
going to be exposing some milk tonight.
Oh, I'm trying to see.
I'm talking about going to be real animal.
Oh, I just want to tell you the one thing that really is true, it ain't no myth.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If a nigga skeet up in you, you just jump up and down, and it'll make the baby come back out.
You know what? You finna get a lot of people pregnant. Don't do that.
Hey, what? Just jump up and down.
Okay,
it'll make
the
baby come out.
Okay, well, let's test it out. Let's fuck right now. Yeah. Skeet in me, and I'm going to jump up and down, and we're going to see if I get pregnant.
You should have did that shit with Big Baby.
Don't do it. Come back. Go toward the light.
I'ma get that nigga. I'ma get him like I got you. Don't save him. He don't want to be saved. He don't want to be saved. Don't save him.
Hey, sometimes
baby, big baby, save a nigga.
I'm telling you.
You know what? You gonna quit trying to handle me like this. For real. Cause Lady Libra is one in a million, baby. And everybody needs some of this.
All money in. All money in. Yeah, real shit.
Cookie soda.
Yeah, we're back, and it's That's a Myth Thursday. You got Big Baby on deck.
Bigfoot is real.
You are Bigfoot. How about that? I'm just saying. We got a caller, y'all. What's going on, 404-200?
What's going on, world, ATL?
What's happening, Pimpin?
Who is this? Who are we speaking to?
They call me the Cadillac.
They call you the Cadillac. They call me the Lexus.
Really?
They call me the Bentley. Hey. Okay. So, anyway, how did you hear about Hot Top Radio?
Actually, you know what I'm saying? I was kind of just playing on Facebook today or whatever, and ran across the page, seeing it was kind of interesting, so I figured I'd call. This is actually my first time calling, so I'd be calling a lot, actually, because it sounds pretty good. I kind of like it.
Oh, shit, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Oh, shit.
Welcome him, big baby. Welcome him. If you don't welcome him, you're going to get rolled up.
All right, man. Welcome to Outside Radio, man. I don't listen to nothing that she say. That's all I got to say.
Anything she say, you just do the opposite.
Them just my baby daddies. Them just my baby daddies.
I did the myth of the day right here. If a girl only ever gave you head and then she said she was pregnant and it's your baby, that's a...
Hey, that is a... I don't know, but you can get pregnant in the throat, because...
Yeah, you have to go back and listen to the Spit or Swallow Sunday.
Yeah, we talked about that on Spit or Swallow Sunday.
Just go back to the archive show.
Spit or Swallow Sunday, huh?
And it's going to enlighten you on whether you can get pregnant in the throat.
Yeah. They say it can happen. You say you had relatives that
had twins. And they were by different men. You got two niggas nothing in your throat in one day? Because according to the doctor's reports, it has to transpire. This intercourse in the throat has to transpire. Why the fuck are we on another subject? It has to take place within a 24-hour period. So basically, according to studies, she had done, had two dicks in her throat in the same day and got pregnant, and they were twins, and each one of them had their own baby.
Fuck it. We're going to be like the Milf Busters. We don't go around busting milfs.
But now you want to fuck my throat.
I'm just saying, where your sister at? I mean, you said it was a sister, right?
No, nigga, not my sister. I said a relative.
Oh, where your cousin, sister, cousin, relative?
Don't say sister, nigga. It was a cousin of a cousin of a cousin that I don't even really know is my cousin.
Yeah, that's probably your sister. But anyway, let's see if we can bust that milf.
You gonna get suspended, and I ain't playing with you now. Okay, Calvac, you calling in because you have a myth that you want us to solve.
He wants to bust the myth.
Okay.
This is the myth I want to solve. Now I was looking at your Facebook, Miss Lieber, today. And seeing that you had a nice little fat ass chunky booty, so I heard the myth that about all the girls with the big booty get it from their mama cornbread. So is it true that if by eating your mama cornbread, it gives you a big booty?
Somebody slapped her with a piece of cornbread.
Shut the hell up and let me talk to my caller. What I'm saying is, it depends on what the definition of cornbread is.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Because
the homemade cornbread, they got the Jiffy Mix to it.
Nah, because my mama didn't use Jiffy Mix.
I'm saying, you know what he's talking about, cornbread fed? Them hoes ain't never scared.
No, what I'm saying is, my mama cornbread can be considered her jeans. So I ate her jeans because, he said that we just tadpoles and we just eat the egg. So, and that's on another show.
that's the truth, too.
The sperm cells is already babies. It's just hungry and it just eat the egg. So I was a sperm cell.
Exactly. You
and
was
I
hungry?
Ate my mama's jeans. So that's why I got a big booty. Did I enlighten you, baby?
I guess.
Okay. Well, that'll
tell. He really want to know because he really want to find a bitch and just stuff her ass with some cornbread. If you get a skinny bitch and just feed her cornbread for like 48 hours,
will it make her booty big?
You stupid.
We need to try this shit out. We need to have a test subject. So all my my little skinny bras, y'all need to call in at 917-889-8677. We need some test subjects. We're going to feed you some cornbread 48 hours and come back and see what that booty look like.
You know what? This don't make no motherfucking
sense. Cadillac called for us to bust the myth. So we finna find out if cornbread really make your booty big. We gonna find out if cornbread make that ass fat. If you eat a cup of cornbread, then the next day you wake up ass clapping. Let's go.
You know what?
Investigating minds want to know.
You're
sick ass. I'm just saying, we need to find out. We need to do some kind of study, some kind of scientific way to where we can find out and bust the milk for Cadillac. So, you know what I'm saying? We need to go find some women, some folk. Call us on the super bitches. Let's see if we can feed us some cornbread. What's going to happen?
You know, you get damn stomach, damn dog. Sick ass. I got a statement before I make the next move. The myth is that too much masturbation will make you go blind, crazy, or stupid, or damage your sex organs, or stunt your growth.
Well, damn, I'm going to be fucked up.
You already fucked up. What the hell?
Hey, had the world got them blind, crippling, crazy in.
We got Dr. Thick Nick.
Who don't jerk off?
Dr. CD.
What the hell?
Dr. CD.
Good evening, Hot Talk Radio. Good evening.
Hey, good evening, Dr. TD.
Wow, I'm so glad you can grace us with your presence. Dr. TD, the myth that I need you to bust right now is that too much masturbation will cause you to go blind, crazy, or stupid, damage your sex organs, or stunt your growth. Is that a myth or a fact? And expound, please.
Yes. The only stunt of your growth it'll do is to your hands when you receive your carpal tunnel from all the masturbation. But other than that, going blind, the only going blind piece will only be for about 30 seconds as you release the feelings and all the tension that's built up. It is definitely a temporary blindness. It's not something that is ongoing.
Oh, my God.
Say you ought to be blind for 30 seconds, so this one you just blank out. Come back.
And contrary to popular belief, it's a good blind.
I don't know
it's
about that euphoria.
Most
it's
people look at
it
as a negative thing. It's a good blind on this one.
It's a good blind.
Yeah.
It's that vodka blind.
Yes, it is purable too.
Oh, yeah, we had to ask him about the baby.
No, I'm not done. I mean, is there anything else that you want to add to that 30-second blindness? I mean, okay.
Well, not to the 30-second blindness, but I do want to let people know that a myth that is actually true.
Okay.
And that is black men carry big cocks. So if you were ever wondering if that was a myth or was it true, speaking from Dr. TD, it is true.
All right, we don't want to offend anybody.
Dr. TD, can you tell the world what TD stands for?
Yes. Dr. TD stands for Dr. Big Dick.
you know, Hot Talk Radio full of thick dicks, y'all. Hot Talk Radio is full of thick dicks.
Hey, let's make a movement.
Y'all need to make sure y'all come
it's
out, ladies.
It's a thick dick movement.
A thick dick movement. It's super bitch movement, too.
Most people don't believe that's my real name, but that is my real name.
Well, I want to tell the world that, you know, Dr. TD is correct. And he's wrong in a way because he said they are true. If you go blind, crazy, or stupid, damage your sex organs, or stunt your growth. There's no such thing according to the American Psychiatric Association. Only if there's an issue when it gets in the way of daily activities like work, school, socializing.
Yes.
In my yes. Oh, my God.
Yes, please come on in. Dr. TD will see you now.
You know what? Calette.
Yes, ma'am.
How you enjoying this so far, baby?
Oh, I'm enjoying it. It's very entertaining. I love it. I'm gonna start tuning in on an everyday basis. If it's every
who
day.
You gonna tell to listen?
I'm gonna pass the word to some friends of mine, some family members and stuff. Like I can't tell the wife though, because I don't want to know I'm listening to this shit right there.
You know what? You might need to, because she probably needs to listen. Because I'm a super bitch. I'm super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable.
Yeah,
you know
see, the first thing she gonna think though is I'm squeezing on your booty. You know what I'm saying? She always, you know.
Nah, because if you were squeezing on my booty, baby, you wouldn't be still mad.
Yo.
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 What did you say your bitch bad?
What
did you do with your gun ring?
I got a stupid
boy. What a school like?
Now she done watched me break my wig down so many times.
So
probably bust a B down and roll it like mine. Bitch, you can take my bomb and bag it up like I do it. Bomb brains like a white girl, but got a ghetto booty. She my getaway driver. When I make pop from the bench, she a rider. We wrestle to be on top. I taught her how to load guns. She don't feel the clips, niggas fake goonin'.
My bitch real with this shit.
She don't come up all the weed, she don't waste my liquor. I feel like I was cheating.
Let me taste you, nigga.
Been a fool. Then acquitted a creeper.
She know she come first.
Now every time I hit it, I beat it.
Make sure she come first.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
We bout the project single bound.
I got a super bitch.
Stay hood, stay down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
See her flying around town.
That's why I call her super bitch.
New coupe top down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
And she got x-ray vision.
I got a super bitch.
See through the bullshit they spitting.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Cooked over and done the same kitchen.
That's why I call her super bitch.
She don't wear that
she
shit.
Wear that
squeak,
shit.
Leave it by herself. But you can't tell that
you
shit.
Can't tell
you
that
can't
shit.
Tell my bitch shit when she flying out the mall.
Flying
new
out the
nails,
mall.
New fit, new handbag to match it all.
And it's all her money.
Stand back, let her ball.
Let
she
her
got
ball.
Spinal powers. It make her climb the wall. Got a real good job. Up for left and she a stripper. She just working so perfect like she working. So I took her.
Got a cute little face, small waist, ass off the rick.
Rick.
She never go broke. Hell no, cause I could fix her. Know how to cut coat good like she cut.
Know how to cut through back streets and ride my dope safe.
Yeah, she know the combination. She don't go up in the safe.
No.
Avoid conversation.
Know these hoes
to the
face.
Take her by the gun range before we going on our date.
Just
to show her that she special. Bought my bitch a 30.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Leave out the project single bound.
I got a super bitch.
Stay hood, stay down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
See her flying around town.
That's why I call her super bitch.
New coupe top down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
She got x-ray vision.
I got a super bitch.
Get through the bullshit they spitting.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Cooked open dinner, same kitchen.
That's why I call her super bitch.
She say the day on any mission.
Yeah,
I got a super bitch.
Woke up this morning with a feeling like fuck it.
Fuck
my bitch asleep, I might just wake her up and fuck it.
Send her to work with a smile on her face.
Told her be a good girl, I eat her for a lunch break.
Yeah, she good with the kids.
Kids
trust her with my stash. If I have to do a bed, leave a bomb.
I'm coming home to cash.
I trust her with my last till I'm back out on the street.
I ain't on my ass,
no,
but she helped me stay on my feet.
She got a lot of friends,
they all super bitches.
Got one for all of them.
All of them.
Yeah, I want my crew to hit
her.
She know how I do the hell. She just like me.
His wife be a super bitch.
Yeah, she might
be.
She ain't no Wonder Woman. Have you worried where she at?
Or
where she doing? Where she been? When she coming back?
She keep a sack of Pineapple Express.
Don't look at my bitch friends, but it's a S.
So yeah, I got a super bitch.
We about to project single bound.
I got a super bitch.
Stay hood, stay down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
See her flying around town.
That's why I call her super bitch.
New coupe top down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
And she got x-ray vision.
I got a super bitch.
See through the bullshit they spitting.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Cooked open dinner, same kitchen.
That's why I call her super bitch.
She say the day on any mission.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Thing,
man.
Hot Talk Radio. What's going on? You still with me, my wife?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What's up, what's up? Hey, yeah, we just getting this thing cracking, man. How we doing it?
How long y'all been doing the show?
We've been doing it, they're going on the 7 year right here. We won won Blog Talk Radio year last year. So you know what I'm saying? We're trying to keep it moving.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. That's the move then. It's interesting. I like it though. I like it a lot.
We appreciate it. Yeah, man, we're just trying to hold it down, man, keep this thing moving forward, man, you know what I'm saying? Well, you still there?
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on?
Shit, you already know, man. Just a whole bunch of cola, man, on this side of town, man.
That right. In the cut, man. We don't
took
over, man.
Y'all already know, man. It's special right now, man, as we speak.
Yes, sir.
To the Loud Hoe Entertainment, man, is in the building, man. Fuck with your boy, man. It's your boy, Holy Moly, man. What's happening? Hot Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio. What to do, man?
Man, they say today is stupid myth day that you heard and all of that shit. So, Trout say, goddamn, if you mother a bitch, then she get up and do jumping jacks, then she ain't gonna get pregnant.
Hey, man, myth is a myth.
All silly. So, you know, I had to hit them with their folk babies or just folk babies. They never come to life. What's up? What's the thing?
Well, all I can tell you like this, hell, man. They told me a meal that you want.
Down the rabbit hole till I can't jump over. Hell yeah, dip up, dip up. off and blow the spawn on his own. Goddamn, 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 damn, damn, damn.
Well, ain't that our way, but one way to do it, boy. You know what I'm saying? Hot Star Radio going in, man. We back with your boy, Big Baby, man. Tell you still with me.
I'm still here.
Yes, sir, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas be down in the cut, taking us over 20 and shit, you know. Shit, you know. Lady Libra should be back in a second. You know how she do it. Had herself out of shit. Same old shit. Yeah, man, you know. I think that people think it's a myth about a whole lot of shit, and that shit ain't no damn myth. They need to come to reality and wake up. Hell yeah, man.
Well, shit, I'm just saying, I heard that it was a myth that, you know, since we still talking about myth, that when them chicks be rubbing that nut in their face, that it killed them, they get them pretty skin. What's up with that, Mel? We get to the bottom of that one.
Shit, I think I'm on the side with it's good that that shit is on there and it's going to make their face better. But that's what we're going to take to the street right now. That's what it is. And, you know what I'm saying, we got to call a caller in. Don't forget, remember to press one if you want to chime in and let us know is nothing on your face really good for your skin. That's what we're trying to figure out right now. So, you know, anybody who listening out right now, you know, don't forget to call in 917-889-8677. And we're going to bust the myth today, or is it going to confirm that when a man nut on your woman's face, is it good for her skin? I think she should rub it in. You know, but that shit, that's just me. I mean, shit, I was just saying, that's just what I think, though.
Now, I'm just saying, you know, my girl had some little bumps on her face or whatever, you know. I nutted on her face and she rubbed it in, and that day she was gone, so, you know. I want to know if it just healed up naturally or was it because of the nut, you know what I'm saying?
It was because of the nut, because I'm telling you. Confirm that shit, man. Confirm. All the niggas who ain't nothing in your girl face, then you need to start a skin or be better. Straight up, man, that's just what it needs to do. You know, I'm siding with you. Shit, the bumps went away because, you know, you have been eating your juices and berries and shit that week.
Pretty much.
Shit, that's what it is. We in this bitch that holding it down, man. I don't know, you know. I should, we got some people checking in on a minute, man. I got OG Fed coming rolling up through the studio. We're going to try to get a live interview with him. You know what I'm saying? Got some big shit popping down and making. So, you know. And other than that, man, we're going to keep the show rolling, man. How we do it all day, almost every day. Shit. Jump right Big Baby, man, checking in up in this bitch.
Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it.
Lady Libra,
you already know.
While you was out trying to get a dose, we got a new motherfucking discussion. We need to confirm or we need to bust this shit tonight on Hot Talk Radio. We want to know that
if your girl got some bumps on her face and you nut on the face and she rub it in and the next day they gone, was it because of the nut?
How long?
How long? Hold up.
No. Is this thing, hello? I'm gonna have to ask. That's gonna have to be one of our next specialist conversation call. I don't know. I can't answer that.
You can't answer that. Let me answer it for you. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. There you go.
Ain't nobody never done it on my face.
See, there you go with the crazy.
How long I'm going to see Dr. Dickham down? Ask Trout the question.
What's happening, baby? Big baby. Hey, homie. Hey. Hey, we going crazy with Dickham right here, man.
All right.
We want to know that if you... If your girl got some bumps on her face, if you put on her face and she rub it in, was it because of the nut that the bumps went away the next day?
Well, damn. Hold on. Like she putting it on like makeup? I'm saying, I mean, you know, she's supposed to rub it into her skin because there's protein in there.
What the hell ever?
She's supposed to rub it into her skin. It's better than Neutrogena. It's better than Avon. It's the best Avon shit going around. Better than Mary Kay, all that shit. She's supposed to rub it in, you know, real good. And it'll cure all kind of bumps and acne, all that kind of shit, man.
They
get a new life and everything. It's like it's the fountain of youth.
So
we need all the college calling in that wanna look a little younger. All the super bitches calling in, coming running for the fountain of youth.
Now what? I'ma kill your ass.
Yes sir. Yes sir. Yes sir.
That's what that is. So. Hey, we busting that mill. Let's go.
I'll try to say it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we're going to confirm that like hell on Hot Star Radio tonight. You know what I'm saying? Send your motherfucking clocks back, because that's what happened. Tonight on Hot Star Radio, niggas, motherfucking confirm on your motherfucking ass. Rub your niggas nut in your face. You're going to make this shit better.
You know what, baby? You suspended.
Oh, now I gotta be suspended and shit.
I'm just saying. Well, it was my myth, so, you know, hey.
I'm just saying, hey, don't forget, if you want to chime in and play that one, man, you know what I'm saying? I see you out there. Come on, call on in. 917-889-8677.
Not funny. You're suspended. Oh, it's still fucking funny.
I'm just saying, you know, see, you on here talking about, all right, man, whatever you say. I see your skin on your face. It look pretty fucking silky smooth to me.
I'm gonna kill you after I suspend you again.
I'm just saying, your face look pretty healthy last time I seen it. That's all I'm saying. So, you know.
I want to know, is it a myth? I mean, I want to know, women, I want you to tell me, is that myth that redheads come from dirty sex? Is that a myth or truth?
Redheads come from dirty sex.
Motherfucker going crazy over here.
Redheads, like white girls?
Anybody with red fucking hair.
They make black girls with red hair? They make black girls with naturally red hair?
time to find that again. Fuck yes.
What you say?
Fuck yes. I'm going to confirm that one for you. It's already going down. I only know one black girl with red hair. That's naturally red anyway. Well, that's what she said. And she pretty much a shout out. I hope she ain't listening.
She listening. Everybody listening to Hot Top Radio.
Oh, well, then, I hope when she see me in the street, she don't goddamn be like, why you put me on blast? I'm just saying, shout out goddamn whole mind frame for the hot seat blanket shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to think that came from better sex. Shit. Had that sex been clean, her hair be fucking a regular color. What's that mean? Oh, here we go. We got a caller.
4-4-1-8. Well, hey, what's good, man? We busting these myths out there, man. I had to go on a myth-busting mission. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to find some cornbread and shit in one of these skinny bitches and find out we're going to make that booty big tonight, man. We'll find out what's going on, man. I really had to go out here and find out what's cracking, man. I think I'm going to find some skinny bitches up there at school. See if we can find something up there, and then I'm going to feed them some cornbread and see what happens tomorrow.
I'm telling
you. Hey, call this shit a science project. I call it a science project. That's what's up. It's going down. Hey,
man, where y'all at tonight?
We at the schools. You know, I know. Schools on Wesley Chapel. On Wesley Chapel is going down. We're doing a mixtape release for T-Dub. And I got my folk, Poker Jones, them coming through, Posh, everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Damn, you know what I'm saying?
Doing that thing with GBR, you know what I'm saying? The Georgia Beach Riders. Doing it with them, you know what I'm saying? Get it in. Got my folk, DJ AK, coming through. Yeah, I know, it's going to be good. Mazi. So yeah, man, everybody come on out, man. Go ahead, call the computer about in another hour and come on through. Y'all already know. Y'all matter of fact, you can get dressed while you listening to this shit. Alright? That's what it do.
That's
meet me
there,
don't meet me there.
Well, it's too late for that. You already out there. They gonna about to bring their ass on, stop all the bullshit.
Exactly. Stop playing with yourself. If you find out that you can go blind from doing that shit, stop playing with yourself and bring your ass on over to the scoreboard. It's going down. And if I give it to the club and it's a bunch of blind, criminal, crazy motherfuckers, I'm going to know they've been listening.
You're going to be off in that bitch head, or you're going to be bumping in everybody.
It's like, we got to turn that bitch in the club, man.
You don't.
Oh, shit. Hey, they need to make a club with wheelchair access and all that shit, man. We'll call it the club, the crib. Light this up. Hey, man, where you going? To the crib? Light this up. We doing a real big, man.
You know what? You're a
fail. Damn. That means I gotta go to the what's that shit? The tribunal. last time I got it spent, I had to go to the tribunal.
Damn.
What's that shit? Will you go to the court and they don't let you say shit?
Hell yeah.
What kind of shit is that? The fuck? I'm them nigga on trial. How the fuck I can't say shit? I gotta have somebody else say some shit. I got put the right notes or some shit? Like, ask this motherfucker why the hell I'm in this bitch. Hey, that's some stupidest shit, man. So fuck you and your expulsion. all that. Fuck the law. That was the topic yesterday. Fuck the law. I'm still fucking the law right now. Yep, I'm fucking the law. Like this, huh?
Just like that.
Just like that.
What count like that?
Oh, I'm still here. I'm still chimed in.
Get the cane back in. Hey, what the move is? Y'all already know what's happening, man. It's not talk radio.
I don't know how he's doing the answer, but I don't know. I put you right there. I don't know. I had to see more of that time.
It's going down. Am I in a private room, or what's really going on?
Nah, we all through this
party,
man. All through
that. Oh, shit, you going blind over that motherfucker. either that guy, you done find a bitch with some cornbread.
Hey.
You done caught him before me?
I went to take the cornbread, and then I got there and started going blind. I put it all together, you know what I'm saying?
You put it all together. That's
yeah.
What the fuck is up. All right, y'all, we got another myth. Shit, check this out. I already told y'all niggas, if you nut in the bitch, right, and you wanted to have your baby, just have her jump up and down about 15 times. Or about 20 times. Yeah, and the baby will fall back out. Shit, business. I'm saying, just try it.
You know what kind of brownie them is.
Man, let me move on to the next meal.
Hey, now, what's the next meal?
Can
you get pregnant if you can't get pregnant if you wash your pussy with Coca-Cola?
Yeah, you can't get pregnant if you wash your pussy out with Coca-Cola. And it's something in the Coca-Cola that washed the baby away.
No, you're going to get a lot of these pregnant. It's going to be a whole day for
Hey, you watch the baby out with Coca-Cola, is everything good? It's something in the folic acid in the Coke. Oh, for real. Hey, just grab the same cornbread, bitch, and try it.
You know what?
Can it be any kind of cola, or do it got to be Coca-Cola?
It gotta be Coca-Cola, not diet. It gotta be the real shit. it gotta be that strong pack.
Oh my god.
Yeah, try that shit, man. It's good.
I got another
after the bitch jump up and down 20 times, hit it with a coke can, and everything gonna be alright.
I got another meal. Somebody just brought some of mine.
All right, what's that?
Well, you know, a female told me that when they want a nigga to fall in love with them, they call them over to the house for spaghetti while she's on a cycle and put some of her little period juices in it to make them fall in love with them. Is it a myth? Lady Libra will probably be good for this one.
I ain't never been no shit like that because everybody I fuck with probably told me. I don't have to do no
extra
shit like that.
Stop lying, Geechee.
I really can't speak on that one
because
I don't know, you know. I just
look deep. Your ass will stop
hell out of goddamn.
You
shut the hell up,
you
fucked up.
Oh, hell.
I got the whole world fucked up. I'm
ready to be.
I rule the world.
Know you the voodoo queen. Tell them. Go ahead, let them know. Hey, bro, that shit is true. That shit will fuck you up.
No, it don't.
That shit will fuck you up. If you ever see a nigga that eat, like, pussy all the time, some shit, he love that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because he done caught him right before or right after. And he don't even know it. Yeah, that shit true. Nigga can't come out the house for like 6 months. Fuck with it, nigga. hey, that boo-boo shit ain't no myth. That shit for real.
All day.
You say he done
caught him before or
after. After what?
What? What the fuck going on?
I don't know.
Are we still on?
Yeah, we still on.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Eureka, the R&B diva, and y'all listening to my girl, the number one diva, Lady Libra, on Hot Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's your girl Dilemma, a.k.a. Top Notch, and you're rocking with the realest, rawest, uncut internet radio show, Hot Talk Radio, with your girl Queen Super Bitch, Lady Libra. Stay tuned every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 9 to 11. And if you don't, I'm going to write your ass up. Shout out to everybody holding it down in the cut. Yeah, yeah. Go.
And all nine,
Malik. Hey, we just had a little small interlude. We back with you. I don't know, sometimes this thing just gets crazy as fuck. Shit happens.
Okay. Shit, bring it on over to me. Bring it over to me now. Bring it on over to me.
Hello?
Hello. Dad, are you coming to the studio for my hello?
I mean, I'm just saying, I didn't know my mic was open. The myth was you be leaving my mic closed.
Yeah, bring your plug with y'all.
She's a hot car radio. I mean, hot car radio.
Hey,
sometimes the mic be going.
Yeah,
I'm mute.
You see how we be say making moves. We just be always coming. We be on go. I mean, we doing the show, on the way to do a show, and promoting the show. I mean, it's real. That's a myth. The myth is, yes, we hustle hard. Hustlers never sleep, sleep will never
hustle.
Anyway, the myth is that it's unhealthy and dangerous for a woman to have sexual intercourse while on her cycle.
I'm straight on that, you know. I
wait. Oh, but y'all can ask all other kind of fucked up, tell all kind of fucked up ass myth. I'm trying to read the paper so I can break the myth on what it takes. So I can get some motherfucking help. Let me see.
Well, you need to move.
My hand in the motherfucker. I can't speak shit. Hell.
Yeah,
I know you can't. You got 30 seconds of dog.
Okay, the myth, the bust of myth on that, it says that women, okay, the truth is that it's safe and healthy for females to masturbate or have sex during their period. Masturbation during periods can help relieve cramps.
Y'all didn't want real reason to jack yourself off. That's all that shit. There's another legal reason to be playing.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I want you to agree with it on the show right now.
Agree with
it? Yeah.
If you gotta tell a nigga to agree, that okay, it's fine.
You a little super boy.
You are. Hello? Okay, I'm back. Now, so I personally don't wanna do that. But now the myth is it's perfectly fine. I really don't understand why, but I did the research. Now I can understand the masturbation part. Because, you know, you can masturbate and not have to, you know, play in blood and shit, but it's just, you know. So, anyway, nonetheless, you can masturbate and then you can stop the cramp. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing. Now, I personally don't want to fuck while I'm in my period. I know. No. But it's for perfectly safe. What the hell? Hello?
Yeah.
What kind of letter?
Why do you keep on saying hello?
I'm sorry.
I was like, I was looking at it.
You got any more you want me to buff?
Yeah, no, I'm straight. After that one right there, I ain't got nothing else to say after you and your period myth and shit. I'm straight.
I want to make it
so long.
The myth is that only humans and dolphins have sex for pleasure. So everything else in the species fuck for reproduction. Now, I always said that I was a dolphin in my previous life. So I was a dolphin in my previous life. And humans fuck for pleasure. I agree. Fuck that. I agree. I'm just saying. How you feel about that, big baby?
Shit, I'm glad I'm a human and I'm glad it's good pleasure. Shit. That's all I can say. I mean, I say that dolphins fuck for pleasure. They look like it anyway.
What you think about that, Cadillac?
I don't know what to think on. To be honest with you, I'm a little lost on that one.
Okay, hold on. Okay, it's a myth that nuts will explode if you don't fuck. Is that a myth or your nuts will explode? Wait a motherfucking minute. Hold on, I think I had it.
It is the truth. Your nuts will explode if you don't fuck. So everybody needs to know this, that, hey, talk to your old lady, let her know you don't get none, you might explode. This message may self-destruct. What's up?
No way. I really was beginning to wonder why. I mean, I really am. I am. So your nuts will explode if you don't fuck.
Yeah, I agree with
that. I want to know what motherfucker walk around and his nuts exploded. He dead.
Yeah. I heard about it too. It was on the news. The nuts exploded, and then the vein that was in the temple of their brain.
I hope you dry like safely. Okay. So. The myth is that heavier guys have smaller penises.
Yeah, that's what they say. I don't know.
The myth or no?
We're going to have to go with no because, you know. Now, I ain't seen a lot of dicks. If I only really seen mine, a few flicks, but, you know.
18 is dicks since you just sent me.
Hmm. Okay.
Small dick is a small dick issue.
Hi. Huh?
A small dick is a small dick issue, not a fat issue.
Okay, so a small dick is a small dick. It ain't got nothing to do with the person's weight. Okay. Okay, okay. So is it true that taller women have deeper pussies? Is that a myth? Taller women don't have deeper pussies?
Mm-hmm. That's true. I concur on that one. I co-sign that. Yeah, they got more upper abdominal room. Yeah, they got more torso. Exactly. They got room. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is. Stay from the trap.
Don't, no, bump the trap. Fuck the trap.
Damn.
Yeah. What you
all the time you be at the trap, nah, I fuck the trap. But you are always here.
I dropped the phone, didn't I? I didn't know what you had said, and I got, okay.
You always at the trap and shit, but now it's fuck the trap. See, you see what I'm saying?
That's a myth. That's a motherfucking myth.
That's a motherfucking myth right there. Do Lady Libra while they kick it at the trap. Yes.
Oh, shit. Hold on. We just got a new myth in. They say the bigger the booty, the smaller the pussy.
I wish the pussy could be small, the titties could be small. My personal opinion is any girl with a fat booty could get the time of day. I'm an ass man myself.
I gotta put this on speaker. I just got Ellie. Real quick. What you say?
I'm saying that, you know what I'm saying? A female can have small titties, small pussy, whatever. As long as she got a fat ass, she can get my attention. I'm an ass man. I love asses. That's just my thing. Hey, Cadillac, you as an ass man. We have it here, reporting live. Hot Talk Radio.
Is that a myth?
Oh, no, that's the truth.
Okay. So does anybody want to expound on that myth? The bigger the booty, the smaller the pussy.
Well,
I concur. That's the truth. The booty takes up a lot of the room where the pussy occupies sometimes. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. I mean, but it do give you something to squeeze on, too. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, little pussy, tight pussy. Yeah, beat that pussy up. That's what you want to do. Exactly. See, the little ones with no booty, they got the bone inside you don't want to do that.
Bone inside, see
what? Exactly.
God damn.
That's what's really going on. So, Hot Talk Radio, I need everybody to go get them Big Booty Bitch. Feed her cornbread. And then fuck her till she go blind.
Crippled ass crazy.
That's right. We need them all kind of ways. Fucked up. I need to see a bunch of crippled bitches coming to the club right now. Exactly. Jump up down, red babies, come out, hit them with cocaine, all that good shit. Let's make it happen.
You stupid as fuck. Something is motherfucking wrong with you. I swear. I just don't understand what I did in my past life deserves such mistreatment. Come back, y'all.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I'm just saying.
Somebody got to go through it.
I disagree with that because the bigger the lip, the better the head. Myth or true? The bigger the lip, the
better the head. I don't know about that. Shit, that's true. That got to be true.
They say the ugly, another myth is the uglier the bitch, the better the pussy.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
I ain't never heard that myth. Kind of like, is that myth true? The uglier the bitch, the better the pussy.
I would tend to agree with that.
Huh?
I would agree with that, Mel.
You do agree?
Yeah, I agree with that, Mel. Ain't nobody finna be worn out. The ugly female, you know what I'm saying? That's less dick she done had. So, you know, her pussy gotta be good if she hardly had no dick.
Oh.
He said her pussy supposed to hit daughter she hardly had no dick.
I don't know.
They say there's a lot of ugly bitches with babies. And they jump up and down. They didn't jump up and down. Okay, but my question is,
I got a little bit too, though. Is it true that that fat girl got the wedding pussy?
Is that
true?
That big girl got the wedding pussy.
So they saying that the only time a pretty bitch can have some good pussy is if she from the hood.
Hell no. A pretty bitch from the hood. No, I can't say that.
You said the only way a pretty bitch can have some good pussy is if she from the hood, and what else? She's got to be good. She got to be trapped, bitch. You stupid. Well, I guess I don't qualify. That's just.
Hey, what about this deal right here? What about this meal right here? Do girls with a gap in their teeth get a better head?
Oh, yeah, we were still on bigger lips are better than head. Is that true? You say girls with gaps in their teeth get better head, too.
I don't know. I had a few slim lip girls, women. I guess that's what, you want me to call them, slim lip girls. Slim lip W.
See,
I ain't made it to that stage of life to know a person with no teeth.
He said he made it to that stage of life to fuck a motherfucker with no teeth.
Trevor John knows.
Trevor John knows. See, I told you I took him down. No. He fucking the elderly. That's a damn shame.
Stop playing, man.
That's a damn shame. You just old. Oh, pimp.
You gotta get
the foot tight, good. What else? It's okay to get head from old people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, somebody just said the myth is the bloodier the pussy, the better the head. The bloodier the pussy, the better the head. The bloodier the pussy, the better the pussy is. Oh, my God.
That's
a
shame,
man. That's just nasty. Ugh. And what's funny is that everybody in the world undid it and their fear came on close.
That's right then.
Whatever. Everybody don't have blood pussy.
But that ain't the same. We made it come on when that happened.
No.
We did that.
Oh, that's not what I'm saying.
It wasn't on, and then we knocked it on. Okay, that's how that goes. It wasn't on, and you can't. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My spotlight. That's what I heard. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't breathe.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm at scores now, big baby. All
right.
And they're going to have to catch me again on Facebook and Sunday here at Hot Talk Radio. And just stay tuned because we'll be letting everybody know what the fuck's going on.
Oh, yeah, that's how I like it.
So,
You know, y'all ain't gonna see him talk like this. And I'm a little not focused right now, so when I get lighted, it's time to go. I'm gonna do my clothes out.
What's happening? Shout out to everybody that's coming out there to the school. It's going down. It's gonna be real official, real animal. Hey, y'all know what to do. We busting myths out here, man. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get a bunch of pieces. We're gonna line them up, feed them cornbread, make them jump up and down, and hit them with coke cans. Everybody come out. It's gonna be a real motherfucking ball. I appreciate y'all for listening. Hot Talk Radio. Trap Talk Radio. Hot Trap. Hot Trap Radio. Fuck with it. Get with it. Recognize and realize. It's going down. It's going digital. One.
There it is.
And I holler.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. I'm trying to do my clothes out.
Make sure you let Calette close out.
Oh, yeah, Calette. You still here?
You
scared
him away.
What outro
call? Hot Talk Radio outro. You the one put it on now. I don't need you to do drugs.
I ain't asked you who put it on. I ain't asked you all that. Okay. Switchboard is froze right here right now. Can't do anything. It's just, you know. Hey, shout out to everybody down here in the Met time. Shout out to everybody over in the A time, man. Appreciate the love. Hey, my niggas in Africa, this your boy Big Baby. Shout y'all out, man. Hey, I still got them beats on deck like hell. Y'all need to come through and fuck with me, man. Anything you need on the music shit, man, I can hook you up. Believe that shit. Hey, the sweet boy froze like hell, cuz.
That's how I do.
All right, man.
Like now, we just be getting halfway through the show, but it's over.
Yeah.
But that's why it's recorded, so you can go back and listen. It's all our hot shows. Scorch on Sunday is going ham on the archives. I'm sorry, I don't know what the fuck was said, but I'm going to go back and listen. Because if somebody says something wrong, they're going to be exposed and expelled. Wrong, man. Well, anyway, y'all, I got to go to work. After getting out of this job. And I will see y'all Sunday. Talk to y'all Sunday. Love y'all. Mm-hmm. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Yeah, man, I'm still up in this thing, man, trying to get this old thing to work right. You know how computers are. They do whatever they want to do when they want to do it. Work when they want to work. You know what I'm saying? So we got a few more minutes on this thing, man, while I try to close this thing on out. Hey, don't forget to fuck with me on Facebook, man. Twitter, 81 Big Baby. Fuck with me, Hot Talk Radio. Follow me on Facebook, Big Baby Hot Talk Radio. Just like that. You know what I'm saying? Friend request me, I got you. It's all good, man. They won't do nothing. Slow rolling right now. Hot Talk Radio coming to a close. This bit won't flow, man. I gotta be acting like that. It's crazy. Yeah, we got it. Cut.
coming through live in the cut. Got my seat leaned back and my smoke screen up. No, I keep nothing but that shine in my cup. Bust a free zone, big baby, what's up? It's for the real pimps, players, and the motherfucking gangsters. Keep it 100, no time for the wanksters. All we wanna do is get rolled up and chill and ride with them super bitches. Leave it what it is, pimpin' sweets, big baby. Got them bitches in the cut going crazy. Swerve G, that's me. In the cut, no better place to be. That's right, man. DJ Swerve G, Pimpin' Squeeze, Big Baby, we live in the cut, man. What it is, BBE? Live from the frat house, DJs, I'm out.
Talk radio.